2025 National English Competition for College Students. Level C. Final.
Part 1 Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, 1 question will be asked, and you have 15 seconds to read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
First, I'm going to the pharmacy for my prescription. Is there anything you want me to get?
Yes, please. We need a packet of plasters. I used the last one when I cut my finger this morning.
And do you need any more of that ointment?
No, I've still got plenty of it.
Well, just the plasters then. Question: What is the man going to do? Second, have you seen my keys?
No, I haven't. Where did you leave them?
Well, you know, I always leave them on the hall table when I come in, next to the little lamp. They're not there now, though. Oh, it's okay. Here they are, on the chest of drawers. I must have left them here when I went to bed last night. Question: Where did the man find his keys? Third, you have to freeze everything and reevaluate your position. Figure out exactly, to the dollar, how much you owe and who you owe it to.
How can I get the credit card companies to stop calling me 100 times a day?
They need to be convinced that you're serious about getting your finances in order. You will probably need to go down and talk with a bank representative.
Question: How is the woman supposed to solve her problem?
Fourth. Okay, then, have you done your homework? Who's discovered some other ways this company can save?
I want to talk about packaging. We use some very nice-looking plastic clamshell packaging, but I'm thinking we could cut down on the packaging and cut both our expenses and our carbon footprint.
Yes, I see what you mean. These days, many products are over-packaged.
Question: What are the speakers discussing? Fifth. I noticed that you have recommendation letters from each of your previous supervisors. Their comments are all quite positive.
I'm honored that they value my work. I'd say I generally get along well with coworkers. I'm just not really into drama, and I'm pretty easygoing.
Well, thanks for coming in today, David. We will be reviewing your information, and you'll get a callback within a week.
Question: What is the woman going to do next?
Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and make your answers on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation. Then read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Hi, Tanya.
Oh, hi, Dylan. How's your course going?
Really well. I'm enjoying most of the lectures, and I'm looking forward to the Science and Technology Festival next week. Are you?
Definitely. Although I haven't checked how much each talk costs to get in, I really hope it's not too much. If we do have to pay a lot on the door, I'll only be able to see one or two. My biggest worry is that there won't be anything related to my studies.
You've got a point, but it's not so much that I'm worried about it being a waste of time for our course, and with a student discount, we definitely shouldn't have any concerns about ticket prices. The real issue we've got is how to pick which ones to go to.
I quite agree, there are so many interesting speakers, it's almost impossible to decide who to see. Plus, the lecture rooms around campus are pretty spread out, so I'm not exactly confident we'll be able to make it to each venue in time.
That's absolutely true, neither am I. We'll have to look at the timing in the program, but hopefully the organizers will have thought of that and won't be expecting everyone to run from one talk to another.
I'm not sure about that. The schedule must be really tricky to plan. There are bound to be problems.
Anyway, which talks are you planning on seeing?
Definitely the keynote speaker. I saw her present once before, at a conference in Los Angeles, which was interesting because we had previously thought she only uploaded her talks onto the internet. When she presented to us, I couldn't believe how normal she seemed in real life, even a little shy, because she seemed to have such a big personality on those videos, and sometimes the content of the lecture got lost a little bit as a result.
Sounds impressive. So she'll be opening the festival on Tuesday. What's her talk about?
It'll be something about new technologies in computer game design.
Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation and complete the sentences with one word according to what you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet. So, Betty, the main focus of the project is the transport system in the town. We need to look at the problem carefully and then discuss possible solutions. We have to decide which one we could recommend to the transport committee.
Okay, Robert. I don't think the problem is a simple one, as there are various causes that we have to discuss. I think the first one is to do with the bus service in the town. In my view, the lack of buses has meant that too many people are using their cars. The service isn't reliable enough.
Right, you have a point there. It'll be good if we can have more buses on the road all the time, but I don't think that's the main reason for the heavy traffic, and the problem won't go away just by improving bus service.
You could be right. More buses would be useful, but that's not enough to put things right. We have to remember that many people come into town by rail, and the rail company has been talking about reducing staff and services because of financial problems. If that happens, then more people will use the cars to come in. We need to take that into consideration when deciding on a solution.
Of course. I think the town council can find some extra money to support the train service because, if anything, we want to increase the service to reduce the traffic on the roads. The more people travel by rail, the less they'll use their cars. And we would have the added benefit of safer roads, especially at school travel times.
True, but one good thing is that the road accident rate has been falling recently, partly due to the high volume of traffic on the roads. After all, when there's too much traffic, it moves more slowly and fewer people, especially children, are in danger.
I realize that, but that's exactly what we have to deal with, the problem of too many vehicles coming in. I know children are safer, but the air quality is much worse. We don't want to have more medical problems like asthma and bronchitis, especially for children and older people.
True, and when I think about it, I can see that the heavy traffic means that businesses lose money, people are late for work, and drivers get more stresses. So, let's think about how we can deal with that and look at the possible solutions.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16. UNESCO, the world's education agency, defines microcredential as professional certification that centers on a set of learning outcomes in a narrow field. It is completed over a shorter time than a traditional university program, from a week to a month. The most popular fields in which microcredentials appear are data analysis, information technology support, and cybersecurity. The courses are often developed by technology businesses like Google, Salesforce, Meta, Intuit, and IBM. The businesses provide a certificate when a student finishes the course.
Assistive technology involves special equipment and computer software that is meant to help people with disabilities. The latest assistive technology is being powered by AI, which might help many students who have difficulties with speaking, reading, writing, and working with language. Although many schools are struggling with how and where to use AI, some are welcoming AI apps for students with disabilities. The U.S. Education Department requires schools to provide assistive technology to students with disabilities under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, a U.S. federal law.
Scientists have used ancient genes to learn more details about contact between Neanderthals and humans tens of thousands of years ago. Results of 2 recent studies estimate the 2 groups likely met and began mating about 45,000 years ago. Modern humans, also known as Homo sapiens, began in Africa hundreds of thousands of years ago and later started spreading to Europe, Asia, and other places. Scientists believe that at some point, they met and mated with Neanderthals. The mixing of these groups had a major influence on humans' genetic code. However, scientists do not know exactly when or how the 2 groups interacted.
Nineteen. Indonesia has the world's largest known supply of nickel and major supplies of valuable minerals, including cobalt and bauxite. However, the mining industry there is being criticized for not protecting the environment and some Indonesian island people. The Southeast Asian country is involved in mining that produces materials important to the manufacture of stainless steel and electric vehicle batteries, among other things. Indonesia is aiming to expand its mining and processing industries. But the development could face opposition from international and local groups.
Researchers in Australia are using a robot powered by artificial intelligence to improve the way farmers raise cattle. The robot has four wheels and is painted red. Researchers have named the robot Cow Swagbot. It can drive by itself and move cows from one field to another, based on the condition of the soil and plant life. Researchers at the University of Sydney said Swagbot is becoming the world's first smart cow. They believe it can make cattle farming more efficient and put less pressure on the environment. Section D. In this section, you will hear one monologue. The monologue will be read twice. After listening, answer the questions using no more than 6 words. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
In last week's lecture, I talked about employment and aspects related to it, including contracts, income tax, and so on. However, people are increasingly looking at other forms of earning a living by working for themselves and being in greater control of their working lives. Today, I'm going to talk about 3 different ways in which people can work for themselves. They can set up a company, set up a partnership, or work as a sole trader. There are important legal and financial matters to take into consideration when choosing one of these structures as a way of doing business in the UK. Firstly, I just want to outline the main differences between these 3 types of business structure, which are to do with tax and registration. Regarding registration, those wanting to set up a limited liability company have to legally register the company with Companies House, the government department responsible for businesses. Limited liability means that, if the business fails and the owners owe a lot of money, they only lose the money and goods which are in the business, and not their own personal money and goods. This is because the owners of the company are separate from the company itself. On the other hand, a sole trader doesn't need to set up a company. They can simply start working without any legal registration. A partnership can be limited or unlimited. An unlimited partnership is just like a sole trader, but with 2 or more partners. In this situation, each partner shares expenses and income. A limited liability partnership is like a limited company, because it must be legally registered in the same way. So just to summarize, with limited liability companies and limited liability partnerships, the owners and the company are separate in legal terms, but with simple partnerships and sole traders, the business and the owner are not legally separate. The other main difference is to do with money, both with finding money to start your business and with paying tax. For example, it might be difficult to borrow money from the bank if you're a sole trader, but easier if you have a limited company, as banks trust companies more. Regrading tax. Limited companies pay corporation tax, which, unlike income tax, is a tax on business profits, not personal earnings. This is more favorable for companies, as corporation tax is usually less than income tax. On the other hand, with sole traders and partnerships, whether simple partnerships or limited liability partnerships, the owners must pay income tax, which may be higher than corporation tax. In last week's lecture, I talked about employment and aspects related to it, including contracts, income tax, and so on. However, people are increasingly looking at other forms of earning a living by working for themselves and being in greater control of their working lives. Today, I'm going to talk about three different ways in which people can work for themselves. They can set up a company, set up a partnership, or work as a sole trader. There are important legal and financial matters to take into consideration when choosing one of these structures as a way of doing business in the UK. Firstly, I just want to outline the main differences between these three types of business structure, which are to do with tax and registration. Regarding registration, those wanting to set up a limited liability company have to legally register the company with Companies House, the government department responsible for businesses. Limited liability means that, if the business fails and the owners owe a lot of money, they only lose the money and goods which are in the business, and not their own personal money and goods. This is because the owners of the company are separate from the company itself. On the other hand, a sole trader doesn't need to set up a company. They can simply start working without any legal registration. A partnership can be limited or unlimited. An unlimited partnership is just like a sole trader, but with two or more partners. In this situation, each partner shares expenses and income. A limited liability partnership is like a limited company because it must be legally registered in the same way. So just to summarize, with limited liability companies and limited liability partnerships, the owners and the company are separate in legal terms, but with simple partnerships and sole traders, the business and the owner are not legally separate. The other main difference is to do with money, both with finding money to start your business and with paying tax. For example, it might be difficult to borrow money from the bank if you're a sole trader, but easier if you have a limited company, as banks trust companies more. Regrading tax: limited companies pay corporation tax, which, unlike income tax, is a tax on business profits, not personal earnings. This is more favorable for companies, as corporation tax is usually less than income tax. On the other hand, with sole traders and partnerships, whether simple partnerships or limited liability partnerships, the owners must pay income tax, which may be higher than corporation tax. This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.